Street and Trail.
It's 6:45.
Well, not going to be really warm today, but you might actually see some sunshine this afternoon. We're going up to 7 degrees.
Haven't had a scary dream for a while that I can remember. How about you?
No.
Scary dreams?
No. My dreams are pretty nice now.
Man, I used to have some weird ones. I still remember. They're in the top five scary dreams. But what do your scary, spooky dreams really mean? Did you realize sometimes those dreams are just trying to get your attention? Joining us on the phone, she's known as the Story Lady. Rhonda Del Baccio joins us from Missouri. Good morning.
Good morning, Wayne and Jane.
Hi, how are you?
I am so delighted to be here, and I'm really happy that maybe I can help your listeners have a better night's sleep. How about that?
Yeah, so what are these? I mean, sometimes you get these nightmares and scary dreams. Are they the same thing?
Necessarily. I mean, we usually tend to think of nightmares as those really scary, over-the-top, just wake-up, heart-pounding kind of things. And, you know, and just bad or unsettling dreams might be like the, you weren't prepared, there was an exam, and you didn't even know you had a class or whatever, that kind of stuff. It's more like the scary, unsettling. But nightmares can really just rock your world, and often they really are simply messages from in a way, a different language, trying to get your attention.
So you have a couple of examples here. So if you're dreaming of a demon or a devil, that would be very scary, by the way.
Yeah.
What might something like that mean?
Well, you know, part of it could be if there is Halloween time and you've been watching, frightening movies, that sometimes those kinds of events from the recent day will trigger that kind of thing. But for most people, a demon or a devil is something you've never seen, really literally. Mm-hmm. So it's something about that there's a part of yourself that is telling you that, hey, sometimes your ego is just taking over the world too much and you need to back it down a little bit.
What if you dream that you die? I mean, I remember someone saying you can't die in your dream because you would. But
I don't know.
I don't know if I ever actually have, but I know I felt like I'm getting there.
Well, you wouldn't really. If you died in your dream, you would actually be able to wake up. However, death, when you think about it, is just a humongous transition. I mean, the ultimate transition, really, when you think about it.
Oh, yes.
So that's all it is? It means you're getting a transformation in life?
It means there's some kind of transformation happening in your life. It could be a really huge change in the way that you think or see the world. A complete change in your lifestyle, something like that, is on the horizon.
What about when kids dream of somebody dying? You know, because that happens.
Yeah, and a lot of times that might be a child's fear of loss of that particular person. And it could be also that a lot of times, especially kids, get very much triggered by stories they might have been reading or things that they've heard.
Yeah.
And if something scares them, or if they were just at a funeral of somebody, they could think, oh my gosh, what if I lose mommy or daddy or grandma or whatever.
Right. How about somebody chasing you? That's a pretty, I think, normal dream for a lot of people to have, is to be chased.
Yeah, and that tends to be one of those heart-thumping, you know, wake-up, gasping, sweating type of things. And all it's really doing is that there's a part of yourself that's trying to get your attention. Because, Wayne and Jane, what's really happening with dreams, it's as if you went to another country, okay?
Okay.
Si tu commences à parler français, voulez-vous comprendre? If I start to speak in French, will you understand? Well, in Canada, perhaps some of you will.
But I got part of it.
Not necessarily. Okay, so dreams are like another language that you are not always comprehending in a conscious level. So when something's chasing you, everything in the dream is the dreamer about the dreamer. So if you dream of someone chasing you, it's a part of you telling you, hello, give me your attention, just turn around and face it. It may not be nearly as frightening as you think.
Oh. So is there a way to remember your dreams? Because that's one thing that I find. I wake up and I remember I have a great dream, and I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, I have a lot of great dreams, too. I really don't have nightmares very much. But whatever type of dream you want to remember, it starts a couple of things. One is to set a notepad and pen by your bed, and before you go to sleep, on the right corner, write tomorrow's date, and then write, I will remember my dreams. And then as you wake up, begin to write those down. Or if you prefer, you can use a little pocket recorder or your cell phone voice recorder to get those dreams. And a lot of times by remembering it, then you can go back and look at those symbols and help understand what it means.
Rhonda, if somebody wants more information, where can they get it?
They can come to profitablestorytelling.com. And I actually have a storytelling class for people when they come there.
Okay, profitablestorytelling.com. Rhonda Del Baccio, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you so much.